This is the reason why I'm not a beam, a couple of reasons why I'm not a beam of sunshine, Vlad, this Saturday morning.
What's up?
2 days into practice.
Yeesh.
Jalen Ramsey, all-world cornerback for the Miami Dolphins, basically going to help them shut things down defensively. Aaron Rodgers walks up to the line, looks to the left, Xavier Howard, whew, looks to the right, Jalen Ramsey, whew, we're going to shut things down. They got Wilkins running in there, Ogba, the whole team. It's just going to be a great defense. We got ourselves some dogs. Jalen Ramsey, second day of practice, goes down. Okay, everybody kind of gets hurt during training camp. They cart him off.
That's when you know it's bad.
Well, they were saying this also, precautionary. A lot of people get carted off.
Listen, I don't like cart. I know it's precautionary, but cart. We all know players have egos, right? And in front of their teammates, they're not. If they're able to walk it off or, like, you know, toughen it out to get to the locker room, they do it just to give the team a sense of, like, all right, I might be banged up, but I'm all right. When you get the cart, that brings the team down. Because they're seeing one of their key contributors, their key players being carded. That means that you don't know how long he's going to be gone for or if he's going to be able to come back at all in the season. So when he got the cart, I was like, ugh, you know he's going to miss some time.
Well, a lot of experts were saying, hey, it's just a cart. We're not going to speculate. A lot of times he might just go off. We're just going to shut him down for training camp, start getting it going, ramping him up during the season. We're going to wait and see. Then the next day it comes out that he tore his meniscus in his left knee and he needs surgery. Okay, once again, maybe he'll miss the beginning of the season, you know, and damage minimal. We still got Xavier Howard, still got some dogs, we'll be fine. Then later in the day yesterday, it comes out that he's probably going to be out until December. That's not the first part of the season, Vlad. Listen, almost this whole season.
I was listening to speak with Joy Taylor yesterday, and TJ Houshmandzadeh said an injury like that usually takes 12 weeks, but you don't do anything for 10 weeks, and then week 11 and 12 is when you start getting ready, getting back, rehabbing and stuff like that. So depending on how the Dolphins are, if the Dolphins, who I don't think, even with this injury, I don't think they should be struggling or anything like that. But if the Dolphins are struggling, not making any playoff push, why jeopardize this season, Jalen Ramsey? Why jeopardize the rest of your career? Now, if the Dolphins are playing well and your rehab is going great, come back. But this is a definite blow to the Dolphins, especially in that AFC.
I'm telling you, man. Of course, he's going with the surgery for the long-term health. He's not the quick fix, just cut the meniscus out and I'll worry about it later. I agree with that. I think that's the right thing. Just looking at it, it's just, oh, man.
And I also think that was the last time you see Jalen Ramsey as a cornerback. I think now, when he comes back, he's going to be a safety. Because, I mean, he was already losing a step a little, but now if that injury, rehab, and remember, injury like that, you're not really fully yourself until 2 years after the surgery.
Yeah. But look at this, man. Like I said, so Aaron Rodgers walks up to the line, starts checking off, looks to the left. Xavier Howard, crap. Looks to the right. Oh, goodness. You got...
By the way, use a different quarterback. Use Mac Jones. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is damn scared of, like,
I'm saying, but I'm saying, Jalen, okay, no, I'm not stopping. Jalen Ramsey looks over, damn, this is going to be tough. And now he walks up to the line. Oh, Xavier Howard, let's see what we got on the other side. Coming off an injury, Nick Needham or Noah Igbinomini. Okay.
Didn't you draft no.
Green 82! I got this, guys. I got Xavier, have your fun over there. We're going to go this way. Like, you know what I'm saying? It changes the dynamic of the defense in a major way. And I'm using Aaron Rodgers because he knows how to pick apart defenses. You have to make it as complicated for him as possible. And you're going to face him at least twice this year. Possibly three times if you go to the playoffs and face him in the playoffs.
Cam Smith, man. Ice up, son.
I know. You got your second-round pick, Cam Smith, from South Carolina.
Ice up.
Good things have been said about him. At least Jalen Waddle said good things. But
ice up. Because they're going to be coming after you. And this is why you got Vic Fangio. This is why you paid him the big bucks, so that he's able to devise a scheme to help this team get to the quarterback and defend. Because the secondary on paper, man, before this injury, looks like the best secondary in the league.
What about if I say this? That's why you pass up on Jonathan Taylor and get Noah Igbinoghene. Goodness.
Come on, man.
Come on, guys. So that's kind of got me a little bit, especially December. It didn't hit me until yesterday. I was doing a little bit of day at night. And when I said it to myself, I was like, December? That's not the first half of the season. Last I checked, season ends
in January.
Beginning of January.
Yeah, when in December is he coming?
All right. All right.
That's another question. Okay. Is he coming to begin? If he's able to make it, is it beginning of December? Is it December 17th when they take on the Jets in Miami?
Good.
Is it December 24th when they take on the Cowboys in Miami?
Can I pump a little sunshine? Here you go. Cam Smith gets in there. The defense holds tight. Everybody gets some more experience. You have a good record. You're playing well. You're making a playoff push. You're one of the best teams in the AFC. And then you get back Jalen Ramsey. And he starts getting into shape just in time for the playoffs. Now you've got all these weapons. You're playing great defense. And Jalen Ramsey is back. That's a little bit of a silver lining. Am I right? Can I hope?
Hey.
Can I hope?
Can I hope? Listen, okay, this is a – forget my Jet fandom. The Miami Dolphins are a very good team with depth and talent everywhere. This is a significant blow. But look at it this way. You didn't have Jalen Ramsey last season and you made it to the playoffs, right? So if you could hold on until possibly December, if he does come back, rehab goes great, and you're still winning, you should be able to win games. If you're in the playoff hunt and he comes in the middle, in the first week of December, boom, you get him for five games and plus the postseason.
But, man. This season was going to be so special. It's still going to be special, don't get me wrong. But, and we were all worried about Tua, and that's not the first thing we're worried about health-wise. Three days into training camp. We're going to dive into that throughout the day. Another thing, the NBA told Damian Lillard, basically, quiet down. The NBA sent out a memo to all 30 teams saying, no player, are their manager, should go around saying that they will not fulfill the duties of their contract. So now, Damian Lillard is like, the NBA is saying, not really to him.
See,
so much.
All right, so here's the more nastiness.
More to his agent saying, you need to shut up.
Yeah, here's the nastiness.
Aaron Goodwin.
If Aaron Goodwin, see, I can understand that. And I know everybody's, on YouTube and on the Twitch, they're messaging right now that this is unfair, nobody loves the Heat and everything like that. But it's not fair that somebody's just saying, I'm only going to this team. That's not fair to the organization that's going to trade that person. They should hear every great offer that every team has to offer. They shouldn't. They should listen to every offer.
No, I agree.
So
there
when
have
an
to be
agent,
rules in society. Right. There have to be rules in sports.
So when an agent does that, what are you going to do? Because here's the problem. And I know this, the Heat, because you all want Dame Lillard. This is the problem. It has never happened in the past when Anthony Davis. Now, it did happen in the past. Anthony Davis wasn't traded to the Lakers immediately.
No.
No, he wasn't. You were there. You know what your boy was doing, Demps, the general manager at that time. He was trying to screw with him. The NBA didn't want Chris Paul to go to the Lakers. They screwed with that. They don't want Dame Lillard sitting out because he only wants to go to one team. And it's not fair for Portland. It's not fair for the Heat as well. It's not fair for the fan base. This is some nastiness. I get it. But something has to be done.
Yeah, something has to be done. You can't just do that. I don't think they're doing that, quote-unquote, against the Heat. I think they're doing it more towards just, we don't need the player. And I mean, the NBA doesn't want the players to have tons of power, but they're trying to somewhat reel in the power, which is somewhat understandable because then it becomes just a free-for-all and it gets absolutely crazy.